Joe Biden orders aid, benefits for migrants. By Neil Monroe on February 2, 2021. President Joe Biden will sign three migration-related executive orders on Tuesday, including one directing deputies to consider offering legal entry to illegal immigrants who used their children to cross the border during President Donald Trump's tenure, say press reports. The Washington Post reported statements made by officials to selected reporters Monday evening. Government officials said they had not settled on a single legal status that would be given to returning parents, adding that families could receive different visas or legal protections depending on their cases. The briefing was used to frame media coverage of the three orders that Biden will sign Tuesday, the New York Times outlined. Officials said that could include providing visas or other legal means of entry to parents who had been deported back to their home countries. Or it could involve sending children who are living in the United States back to those countries to be with their parents. They said each case would be looked at separately. The official said each family would be evaluated on an individual basis, taking into account the preference of the family and the well-being of children, according to NBC. The giveaway is aimed at the roughly 5,500 families who were temporarily divided when the children who were brought over the border were held in shelters. At the same time, the adults were separated and prosecuted for violating the nation's border laws. Democrats used the separated kids-themed rally liberal opposition to President Donald Trump's efforts to block southern migration, which included almost 1 million people in 2019. That migrant wave included many people who brought their children to help them open catch-and-release loopholes in border rules. Biden's offer of benefits for separated families is being played up by sympathetic reporters at many outlets and helps to minimize discussion about the broader impact of the pending executive orders. The White House officials downplay the immediate consequences of the three executive orders, the New York Times said. Senior administration officials said Monday night that most of Mr. Biden's directives on Tuesday would not make immediate changes. Rather, they are intended to give officials at the Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department and the State Department time to evaluate how best to undo the policies. National Public Radio reported. The executive actions make clear that rolling back former President Donald Trump's hardline immigration measures won't happen overnight. In fact, more actions are almost certain to follow. Officials told reporters on a preview call about the measures. It takes time to review everything, so we are starting with these right now. But that doesn't mean it's the end of it, one of the officials said. But the orders could have a dramatic impact over the next few years. For example, one order directs the Department of Homeland Security to remove barriers to migration, such as Trump's public charge test. The test bars green cards to poor migrants who would need government support to prosper in the United States. Another order directs officials to create a new pipeline of migrants from Central America to Americans' workplaces and communities. Also, the offer of benefits to people who brought their children to get through loopholes creates another incentive for millions of poor people to bring their children as they head north to get jobs, or even legal status, under Biden's looser policies. Those policies would further encourage low-skill migration that would spike workplace competition for blue-collar Americans and boosting government aid for poor migrants. That migration would benefit investors, who gain from cheap workers, reduced need for automation, and greater government spending. The media reports downplayed Biden's encouragement of migration with the claimed goal of raising economic incentives for migrants to stay in their home countries. Unlike Trump and his pro-American policies, Biden and his deputies are determined to share Americans' resources with foreign migrants on the claims of fairness and humanity. President Biden's approach is to deal with immigration comprehensively, fairly, and humanely, CNN reported. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration, or the hiring of temporary contract workers into the jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, priority-driven, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.